Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Doing wonderful, and I'm really glad that it's Friday, and I'm glad that you're here. I mean, it's
Friday.
I love Fridays because sometimes, you know, whenever it's Friday, I sort of go into a mentality of it's the end of the week, you know. They actually say it's the most relaxing day of the week. That's what they say, but that's not the surprise.
I feel like it is, but Saturday is my favorite because that is the day of absolutely no pressure for me.
Yeah.
Hello, does anybody know I'm here?
Yes,
Aloha.
Hello.
The best part
and
of Friday is Dale's here.
And Richard, how are you two?
I need Barbara's help. Barbara?
Yes?
Barbara, you've got to convince Richard to take me to Los Angeles in the next week or two before Thanksgiving.
No. Thanksgiving?
Before Christmas. Jiminy Christmas, why do you need to do that?
Because I do. My father's buried there. My mother's buried there. My teacher's buried there. I love to go there. I love to eat the food. And it's only by car 406 miles. It's not that far.
Okay, great. I'll meet you at Tommy's.
Oh, get out of town. My favorite place in the whole world. Tommy's. The one on Roscoe Boulevard?
Wherever you want to go. But usually I go to the one that's it's not there. It's not where you're talking about, Roscoe. I forgot the name of the street. But like Pico. It's Pico, like near Century City, there's one.
Okay, wherever. I mean, but I like the original one. The original one is Roscoe and Sepulveda, and you get off the freeway at Roscoe, and you make a left, and you're right there. It's right by Busch Gardens.
Okay, we'll meet there. And what do you normally order at Tommy's?
Oh, God, what do I order? Chili. And then more chili. And that's what I order. But we got to convince Richard to take me.
Okay. Well,
and then that
way
we can meet you. Well, you could do that. I'll buy your lunch.
Oh, Dale, you're so sweet. I can't wait to see you. But, of course, Richard, why wouldn't you take your best friend where she wants to go?
Richard, you got to take me because then you get to meet Barbara.
I already met Barbara.
No, right live.
Here.
Live. And she can bring her daughter if she wants.
Yeah.
If she meets the real thing here, she'll be very disappointed.
Why don't you guys just come down to Huntington Beach? If you're already in the vehicle, you can go there.
I would love to. I would love to have him take me to Huntington Beach, but I personally don't know how to get there. We'd have to GPS it. How far is it from the San Fernando Valley?
Just an hour or more, a little more. But from L.A., it's 45 minutes.
Yeah. You mean LAX?
Just LA area. About 45.
I got to get him. To commit to take me to L.A.
You got a lot of people waiting to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
Well, they love anything Dale has to say. They love hearing because she's magical. Psychic Dale Shear, you know, she can do no wrong by the listener.
Oh, yes, she can.
Like what, Richard?
Notice my instant response.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
He's mad at me today. Okay. All right, let's go. What do we got, Johnny?
All right. Our first caller is area code 703. You are on the air.
Hello, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
Well, it's funny you say that. I actually live in Virginia now, but I used to live in California and go to Tommy's and get the Okie Dogs all the time.
Tommy's Burgers, I don't know what. They are the best in the world. I'm sorry. Mm. It just, if you like chili without beans, this is like, 4 inches of chili. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God. I miss it. But you know what's even better that I love? Fat Burgers.
How can it be?
Yeah, they go to Fat Burgers to make the best chili cheese fries.
Really? Where are they located?
Yeah.
Richard, you got to be quiet, please. Okay, go ahead. I can't concentrate while you're oohing and aahing.
Yeah, Fat
that
Burgers
was
is
me,
great.
Dale.
I don't like In-N-Out. In-N-Out is gross, but Fat Burgers is great, but I do miss Tommy's.
Richard loves In-N-Out. I hate the place. But anyway.
That's gross. Anyway.
Their hamburger is like a quarter of an inch, and they think it's a hamburger. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. Where are you calling from?
I live in Virginia now.
In Virginia.
Okay. Richard, can you not laugh into the phone? I've got to hear the woman, okay?
Okay. Life, laughter, just and happiness.
Be quiet. Just be quiet, Richard, please.
Okay.
Okay. How can I help you, ma'am?
Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I had some surgery I have a hiatal hernia. So I was just wondering if you see this resolving my issue or hopefully it will get better. Just whatever you pick up.
Okay. On the hernia, it'll resolve it for a while. But I do know for a fact that hernias do tend to come back. You got to be careful. Excuse me, Richard, are you talking again?
No.
Okay, please be quiet. On the hernia, it does come back. But are you just trying to resolve the problem of the hernia or what?
It's just the acid keeps coming up. So I had two different procedures done for the hiatal hernia. So now am I like a liquid, like full diet for a while? So I just hope it resolves the burning issue.
Ask your doctor if you can take probiotics. Because if you can take it every time you eat, three times a day, it gets rid of the acid. The reason I learned this, I was watching Suzanne Summers, who I know anyway, but I was watching her on TV, and she said if you do anything in the world, if you have acid reflux, take probiotics. And I get them off Amazon.
You mean a probiotics or like a acid blocker?
No, probiotics.
Probiotics, okay.
I can give you the name of what I have, but, I mean, I get it off Amazon. But ask your doctor, because I'm not a doctor, so ask him first.
Yeah.
That should dissolve. Ever since I've been taking probiotics, I have not had acid reflux.
Okay.
And you got to sleep with your pillows up, not flat.
I know a lot about
acid reflux. Trust me. Okay? My husband went into the hospital because of it, you know, so I know.
Oh, no.
But how long are you supposed to stay on this regimented diet?
Another 4 weeks or so. I'm kind of like on some soft foods now because they don't want me to
You got to be on a diet because I want to learn myself. How come you got to be on a diet?
I had two different surgeries, so they don't want the food to get stuck down my throat. So they had a TIF surgery, and then they tied some of my stomach around my esophagus. So they have to be like clear liquids and soft. Like I can do soft foods now, and then gradually add some more. Just so I don't, stuff that gets stuck down my throat.
I don't know if they make liquid probiotics, but if they do, fine. But just check with your doctor because that will resolve the problem. And most of the time, doctors don't know this, but it works, okay? But if they do have a liquid probiotics, put that under Amazon and see what it comes up.
Okay.
Okay. If you take that and you sleep with your pillows up like you're almost, three or four. Yeah, straight up. Not quite. You'll be fine.
Okay. And it helps resolve it. I mean, it's driving crazy.
Well, I can imagine it would. Why did you get it in the first place?
So last year I had surgery. I had a huge fibroid that was pressing against my organs, which now caused me to lose a kidney, and then this hiatal hernia. So it's because of that. Yeah, yeah, it's been a nightmare. Second surgery in 2 years.
I've never heard of that fibroid doing that to kidneys. Mine were massive.
It was 25 centimeters. It was 10 pounds, and it being huge. Yeah, because of blockage, I lost a kidney.
Did they take it out, the fibroid?
Oh, yeah. They last year, November, surgery last year. So this is like surgery again a year later to fix this other problem.
I understand, but fibroid tend to grow back.
They did. It depends.
Are you taking any hormones whatsoever?
No.
Okay, good. I had fibroids forever. Until I quit taking the hormones and they went down to almost nothing. So, I mean, it's just luck of the draw. I'm so sorry for you, honey. I'm sure you're hell and back. And I know
this is
pain.
The second time I've removed them. Oh, it's terrible.
They grow back. And then you have a good doctor and he's monitoring it. How long was the surgery? About 45 minutes?
About 3 hours.
To remove the fibroid.
I'm not really sure. Maybe an hour or so, but the first doctor supposed to remove it in 2006, but apparently did not remove the ovaries like she said she would. So the fibroid grew back like with a vengeance. So it was by the time I found it and realized what it was kind of like looks like I was pregnant. So it was just terrible.
Yeah. How old are you?
58.
Okay. You should be in menopause at this point.
No, I had a hysterectomy in 2006.
You had that. Okay. Well, that puts you in menopause away.
Yeah. She didn't remove all the ovaries like she was supposed to. That's why the fibroids came back.
Oh, my God. Now I understand. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yep.
But now everything is removed and everything's clean?
Yes. Yes.
As long as everything's removed, it won't grow back.
No. Mm-mm. All gone.
You will be fine. It's just going to take a little while, but just take it easy and it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you get the hemorrhoid?
I don't have that.
I don't mean hemorrhoid. I mean
the fibroid?
The other one. Yeah. No.
The fibroid?
No. The other operation.
So the second hernia grew so big that it was pressing against the organs. It caused a blockage on my left side. So now my left kidney no longer functions. And because it was pressing against the organs, it pushed my stomach up. So that's what caused the hernia, because a hole in my esophagus.
Is there any way you can get another kidney if they put it out there?
My other one works well because I've seen a nephrologist. So the right one works great. So the left one is still there. I mean, it's at 7%. If it was 15, they could have put a stent and fixed and saved it. But you said there's a chance it may come back, but I doubt it. So they just left it.
I don't see anything coming back. I see in time you're going to be fine. Not to worry. Just take it easy. That's the best way I can tell you.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else real quick?
No. Good. Go to Tommy's and go to Fatburgers. You'll love it.
Yeah. Are you saying Fatburgers? That's only in L.A.
Yeah. I used to live in L.A. Fatburgers is amazing. They're all over California.
That's true. But I'm a Tommy's girl, and that's where I will meet Barbara. Tommy's.
Yeah. I love Tommy's, too. Yeah. If they make an Okie dog, I don't know if they still make it, but it's something with like a hot dog and chili and something in a wrapped tortilla, too. So I don't know if they still make that or not, but ask them.
I have to tell you, in Sacramento, this guy used to work for Tommy's. And he copied the recipe, and he has his own restaurant in Sacramento, and the place is packed.
Oh.
It's packed. It is packed,
wow.
You know, but unbelievable. And I try to look up a recipe for Chili Tommy's Burger. They had somewhat, but, oh, man, I used to drive 450 miles to just get a Tommy's
wow.
Burger. So I know what that feels like.
Wow. Now you make me jealous.
It's good. So you have a good one, and happy holidays.
You
to
too.
You.
Thank you, too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Barbara, that was a good one.
Yeah, very upbeat.
Have you heard of that Fepliverse thing she's talking about?
Yes.
Have you heard of it?
Yes. Let me ask my daughter, too. Do you like that burger? It's not burgers. It's that burger. Do you like it? Yes, but I agree with you on In-N-Out. I don't like it, especially the French fries. I don't like it at all.
I don't either. We have, up here, we have a Johnny Rockets. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's just
oh, yeah.
awesome. It's good up
we
here.
Have it too.
So
I like
the,
it too.
Oh, you do too? And they have the burgers and the fries and the chili and the milkshakes and all that stuff. It's good. So my question, what did your daughter say? Which one does she like?
Out of, do you remember Tommy's? I don't think she does. What is your favorite place to have a hamburger? Okay, we're on air.
Five guys,
she says, down here in Huntington Beach.
Oh, I know about Five Guys. They're good, but they're expensive.
Oh.
They are very good.
We just went to Chick-fil-A, and all of this burger talk made me not even like my chicken. And I'm like, hey, I want a hamburger. And you guys were talking about hamburgers. It happened.
Now I want a hamburger. Okay. All right. Who's the next caller? Let me give out my phone number, by the way. For a private consultation, it's 808-372-1816. And my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. Okay, let's go to the next one, Johnny.
516, you're on the air.
Hello, Dale and everybody.
Hi.
Aloha.
Hi, this is Rosie. How is everyone doing?
We're all doing fine. Where are you calling from, Rosie?
New York.
New York, my favorite. What part of New York?
I'm from Long Island originally.
Yeah, we get a lot. I don't know what it is. We get so many Long Island people, and I absolutely love it. And I'm a Jersey girl, so... Jersey
okay.
says hi,
oh, yeah.
hi to you. It says really hi
yeah.
to you, and we love your accent, and we love
oh,
Manhattan.
Yeah.
But anyway, yep. how can I help you?
So, Dale, my current position, it was a temp position. It came to an end,
mm-hmm.
and I had two calls on yesterday, actually, and they went well with just recruiters, so I'm hoping that I go to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a job as an executive assistant, just to give you a little bit of background on what
are you looking,
kind of work I
are
do.
You looking, are you looking like for a tech job?
No, I'm looking to be an executive assistant, but one of them is in tech, or like a tech company.
Is in tech, because I pick up something in tech. I also pick up Google. I don't know if you have it out there, but I pick up applying to Google somewhere. I don't know why.
Okay.
Have you tried that at all?
No, I haven't. Not applied to Google. But this tech company is one company that I apply to. Because it has to
okay.
do with, like, robotics and things like that.
How cool. Mm. You have a total of two or three more interviews with these people.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a tech company, but all I can tell you is this. I feel very certain that there will be a tech company upcoming in your near future. And if so, take it. Mm-hmm. Truly take it. I also see you making quite a bit of money. And I want to say take whatever comes your way. The market is open. They need people. They need people that have knowledge. And you have the knowledge, so I would definitely go for that.
Do you see me, like, when I would get a position, when an offer might
be
made to me?
psychics is that it's very hard to tell time. Sometimes I see 20 years in the future. Sometimes I see a day in the future. I don't know. But, I mean, I can tell you it's within the year or less.
Okay. So it would be like December or maybe January.
No, don't put a time on it. There is time. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen the next day. But the whole point is it happens.
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm. Was there anything else, sweetie?
That would be it. Thank you so much.
You
Thank
are going to get a very well-paying job, so not to worry. And call us when you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Donna,
okay.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just saying that I'm just relaxing here and, we have some people to call in. So, do you want to go to the next one?
Well, I was going to talk to Barbara for a moment. Barbara, my last time on La Cienega Boulevard, you know, Restaurant Row?
Yes, I do.
Is it? I mean, it's been years, but is it still there with all the restaurants?
Yes, like Lowry's. That's where I used to go to Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. Lowry's, and then there's an Asian one. Yeah, a lot of them. They're still there.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. And, you know, there's a lot of things I love to explore because I spent like 10 years in Los Angeles, and some of the time I enjoy, but mainly the restaurants. They have some of the – they have great restaurants. They really do, especially on Ventura Boulevard. It's unbelievable. You know, so especially with delis, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I must be getting hungry. But
I love
it,
deli too.
What were you gonna? What did you say about Christmas? Who brought two more people?
Oh yes, well for
Thanksgiving.
My best friend, my guy friend Kurt, he was gonna come down and help me a couple days prior, and I only thought it was gonna be my dad coming, and I have my daughter here, which I don't need to really impress that much. And no, night before, my dad says, oh, well, I'll be over there. What time should we come over? I go, we all? And he said, yes, his girlfriend and her granddaughter, who's 18, which is, I love them. I didn't know that they were coming. I just did not know. And right. And so I had to, the day of, I had to go to Gelson's to get more food. And I didn't have the big, huge turkey because I didn't want to make a huge turkey for just a couple people. My dad didn't care. And so I had to do that, you guys. And I came back, and I wasn't even here to greet them. My daughter was. And then I spent the whole time preparing. Even though you just have to heat this stuff up, you want it to be hot all at one time. And you don't want to forget one thing, because people really want their traditional Thanksgiving dinner, right? Or they might cry, literally. So I spend
time
serving till 5 a.m.
Gelson's is one of my favorite stores. So therefore, what did you get at Gelson's?
Okay. Turkey, the sweet potatoes, the stuffing, bread.
Oh.
Pear bread pudding, pumpkin pie, cherry pie. Now, that was my favorite thing of the whole dinner, the cherry pie with vanilla ice cream. It was so good. And then green bean casserole, every single thing they had it. It was the cranberry sauce. They
was
had
it already
it, and it
made?
It was the best. Yes, it was already made.
Yeah, but that must have cost you a couple hundred.
Yeah, but $345 after I bought my dad some nice scotch and the wine, too. But my dad gave me $350. You know, he mailed it to me a few days before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. And I can't think of a better place than Gelson's to get all that stuff. You know, I don't know if you remember, on Ventura Boulevard, they had a deli and cookie place called Webby's. Do you remember that at all?
No.
Laurel Canyon and Ventura.
Nope. I only know the other ones, the other Jewish delis There was Cantor's. There was that bowling alley deli. Oh, gosh, that was
We're
very
bowling
popular.
Is Cantor's still there?
I'm not sure, because you know I haven't even lived in L.A. for 3 years now, so I don't drive around up there, and it probably is. I'm saying it probably is.
Last time I went there was, but that was a few years ago, but I have to tell you with the COVID, who knows. I have to say on Fairfax Boulevard, that's where, I'm going back many years, that's where I saw Bobby Kennedy and Rosie Grier driving around in their pink Cadillac, and they were sitting on top of the car, and the aura that was around him, I mean, you know, I was a little kid, I was 21, and I was voting for him, and when I saw him, I was just in hog heaven, and he waved to me, and I'm going, oh, my God, oh, my God.
That was, you really
that was right by
aura.
The Panthers.
Cancer
anyway,
is
okay,
very
let's go to the
that.
Next one.
Oh, yeah. Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny.
We're ready
okay,
for the next caller.
All right, 805, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you have an echo, so I don't know if you're on speaker or what are you doing? We can hear your television.
Question number two. One of Abraham Lincoln's presidential campaign slogans was...
Okay, Johnny, cut the call. Johnny, cut the call.
No, they're on. Take them off. They don't know they're on.
All right. Let's try area code 727. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, who's there?
Hello.
This is Kate. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, please take us off speaker.
How is that?
Better. Okay, Kate, sure. where are you calling from?
Calling from Florida.
Florida. Okay, what part of Florida?
The Space Coast, very near Cape Kennedy.
Uh-huh, Cape Canaveral or Cape, okay. And what's the weather out there right now?
Gorgeous. It was 78 today and blue skies.
Would you believe in Nevada, and I have to tell this to Barbara, it was 70 degrees here today?
Wow. No.
That's insane.
Amazing.
We
cold
have
here.
We're supposed to have snow toward the end of the week, maybe. Right, maybe. Okay, Cape Canaveral lady, how can I help you?
I am going to be traveling in the next 30 days. So anything that you pick up about the
where are you going?
The rest of the year and the upcoming 90 days.
Where are you going?
Going to the Netherlands.
Holy cow. Is that still open? Have you checked? They've been closing down countries.
I have checked. So, like I do in life and is just the way I live, it is a moment-to-moment process. And if it happens that I can't travel, then it's not meant for this time, and I'll go at a later time.
Well, you sound wonderful. That's the way I live my life, too. The chances of going are very slim, okay? This new virus is going to grow and grow and grow, and it, not that it's as bad as a lot of the others, but countries are shutting down, and places are shutting down, and the COVID's going to go back up again. So there's a lot of people that are not getting shot and are dying. I just heard something on the news, a 30-year-old boy who is on one of the singing shows, died, and
yes,
of COVID.
That
so,
is happening. I do meet all the requirements for travel.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but I don't see you going there. I can honestly say that. And if you do, you will be, I hate to say it, but you will be turned back, or there will be a lot of obstacles in your path. So be aware of it.
Well, my daughter lives there, and mm-hmm. there are currently until December 14, and of course that may well get extended and likely will, there are what amounts to curfews between 5 a.m., I'm sorry, between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. But that doesn't matter to me because I'll be with
okay,
my daughter.
Okay, but what did you just say? There is curfew?
There
or
are curfews. In other words, unless you're essential, you cannot,
right.
The stores close, the restaurants will be closed,
oh, boy.
The retail will be closed.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying. There's many obstacles that will befront you. The chances of getting there are slim, okay? And if you do,
okay.
It will be not a pleasant situation. So that's all I'm going to say. It's up to you. It's a free will choice.
Right. So beyond that, anything else you see for the coming 90 days?
Travel-wise, are you referring to?
No, I mean just in terms of energy and any information that would benefit
me. I can't look at the whole world and say, be specific. What do you want to know?
Okay, I'll be very specific. Anything I can do to maintain my root chakra staying open.
I don't have an answer for that, darling.
Okay.
do know you're psychic. I do know you're psychic. I do know that the only thing I could see on the chakras is if you do some meditations to open that up. But I have a meditation tape, but it's on cassette, that sold very well in Hawaii and on how to release your chakras and go up to that level. And open it up, and you are very intuitive, and that's what makes you spontaneous, because if you feel you don't want to do something, you don't do it, and that's coming from the inner side of you.
Okay, thank you so much. And real quick, something that I can add for what it's worth, almond milk or eating a handful of almonds, because they
mm-hmm.
are so alkaline, is extremely mm-hmm. helpful to those with acid reflux.
I didn't know that. I drink almond milk all the time. But so
very
is probiotic.
Because, again,
I
acid
love
reflux
it. I love
is
it.
Just that, acid, and almonds are extremely alkaline.
That's wonderful. And also, I see you writing a book on, just like what you said, on certain things for certain diseases that will, by food, that will rectify it.
Okay.
Spices or something, I don't know, something where you're going to write about that is going to give people what you just said, that I drink almond milk all the time. I don't drink regular milk.
Yeah, in your case, anyone with acid reflux, the dairy is acidic, so that doesn't work well with your system.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Unless I eat a little bit of sour cream or whipped cream, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you very much. And let us know if you do get to the Netherlands. You can text Johnny or you can let him know, because I hope you get to go because you want to see your daughter. But you're going to be confined to like the 14 days where you have to stay where you're at, and you know, everything.
Yeah, we're well aware of all of that. So it's just a matter of, like everything in life, balancing
mm-hmm.
the scales and deciding and the advantage versus the disadvantage.
That's true. That's true. But are they locking down the whole country? In the Netherlands?
Oh, no. I don't think that's going to happen again. I mean, unless there is such
dire.
It's already happened.
Cases and hospitalizations.
No, it's already happened. Sweetheart, hello. It's already happened in Germany.
In terms of lockdown?
Lockdown. Yes, they cannot leave the country.
She's there. And also, she just traveled to Switzerland and was in Germany. So it's not a lockdown in the sense of only work from home, no one can go anywhere.
That's sort of a lockdown. But I'm saying I'm flying into the country. They won't let
accurate.
Okay, they've locked down the borders in flying in too as well. So anyway, you'll know when
in the Netherlands. That's not the case.
No,
now,
not in the Netherlands.
We are not permitting people from South Africa,
right?
And a handful of other countries. That is true.
Right.
In terms of people being allowed into countries in Europe, that has, unless that happened in the last few hours.
No. You're right. But all I can say is this. It is going to get worse in the next 30 days. So that's the best
that
I can tell you. But thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you told her to text back. I'm glad you told that caller. And I want all the callers to get back with us and tell us the outcomes of things that happened that they asked you about. I find that to be very interesting. So I hope she does get back to us with the whole Netherlands trip.
When I did readings a lot in Hawaii and people would come in for readings, now we only do it by phone. When they would come in for readings, I would always give them a tape cassette of what we talked about so that they could refer to it. I've had people lately from 20 years ago call me and say, gee, everything you said has happened. So I always tell people to let me know. If it's something important, let me know, because that gives me confidence in what I'm saying too as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, wow. We've had some great callers. All of them have been first-time callers, I believe.
Yeah. It's been good, Johnny. I don't know what you've done, but it's been good. I'm going to give out my number again, Barb. 808-372-1816. That is a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada right now. And so there's a Pacific time difference. And also my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com.
Yes, everybody. So all week long, you can contact Dale directly to get a long reading privately, which is quite beneficial. And if we have time at the end with no more callers, I have a weird thing that happened to me today.
Uh-oh. I want to hear this. How are we doing, Johnny?
Well, we can put another caller on if you like.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 815, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna. How are you all?
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm in California. And
Where in California?
Oh, I'm in Santa Barbara.
Okay, beautiful area. All right.
Yeah.
How's the weather down there?
It's a little overcast today. In the 70s, but overcast, and you know, you couldn't sit outside for lunch. It was just a little too bad cold.
You guys still have Anderson's pea soup down there?
We do, yes.
And is it still open?
Yeah.
I used to love that as a kid. Barbara, do you remember that at all?
I buy this, but I did not know that it started in Santa Barbara.
Sure did. They have a whole village there. It's unbelievable.
Cool. I'll have to visit.
It's worth visiting. I don't know about now with the disease, but, you know, the pandemic, but it is. Anyway, how can I help you, darling?
Well, I wanted to know, please, if you saw a relationship coming in with me with a male. I don't, I'm not in a relationship.
It's so interesting you said with a male. I love it. Okay. there's a Robert. There's a John. I don't know if you know these people yet.
Yeah.
But they,
yeah. They're on the other side. Robert was my dad and John was an ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Well, Robert's coming through and he's saying, what are you doing for Christmas? I don't know why.
I'm going to my sister's. I'm going to my sister's. She's an hour and a half away. They live up on a ranch. I'm going to go there and we're going to watch that new James Bond movie. And I'm just going to kick back in the hot tub with a glass of wine and just enjoy it. It's beautiful up there.
Can we join you? That sounds great.
I love that. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome. He was saying that also I have to just repeat what I got. And he is basically saying what he died of is not what he died of. Are you aware of that?
No. I mean, I don't know what he died. He had holes in his stomach. And I don't think there was enough nutrition going to him, and I think he just died of starvation, but maybe it was the heart or something. I don't know.
Okay. There was a heart problem that went off prior to the stomach, and that's something you need to know.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then he, not flamboyant, but he was a man who said what he wanted to say when he wanted to say it, and he didn't hold back.
Right.
He was a good person and loved you very much. Are you aware of that?
No, not really, but it's nice to hear it. I mean, I had little difficulties with him. I don't know what it was, but you know, I was always nice to him anyways and made sure he was taken care of in his older age and everything, but he always, well, I had a hard time with him.
What it was, were you the one that put him in a home?
No.
Pardon me?
No. No, he was.
Who
just,
did?
No, he was staying at my brother's home in Northern California, and he was there all alone because they go to work, so he wanted to go into an assisted living. But he made a choice.
I know. Okay,
that's
what I'm saying. That was hello. That was the issue. He wanted to go into assisted living, but, you know, he's okay right now. I mean, you know, on the other side, they have their full faculties and they're all around. So we're going to go to John. What's up with John?
John, I was with him for 10 years. It was kind of hard because he drank and all, and I just got fed up one night and I just ended it. And we never spoke again. I kind of ended it the wrong way, but I was so miserable. And then a year and a half later, he died. He was drinking at a bar near his boat, and he fell in the water going to his boat, and he drowned. But we had not spoken for a year and a half.
All these people are saying hi for the holidays and hoping you forgive them for a lot of the things that they had no control over. And especially John, which it ran in his family, and he couldn't stop drinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he understands why you left, but at the same token, he is saying that please forgive him because he didn't know what he was doing.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
In other words, don't hold the grudge and let it go, and it's fine. And he's getting, you know, he's around you a lot.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I talked to him, too.
Okay, question. Was there a ring that he gave you, a ring?
Yes.
Where is the ring now?
I sold it. Okay. I needed money, so I sold it. I wasn't going to wear a diamond ring. You know, it's just... That was for an engagement.
Okay,
life,
I understand, but he kind of, with his heart and his soul, wanted you to have that ring. So I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just repeating what I am being
told.
That's
all right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be going on some trips, or you want to go on some trips, yeah?
Yay! Yes!
Where do you want to go, sweetie? Besides the Christmas, where do you want to go?
Well, Christmas, I want to go to my sister's, but then next year, my brother had mentioned he has a house in Hawaii, taking me to Hawaii. I'd like to go there for a week or two, stay in his condominium on the beach. I'd like to do that.
Well, so do we. Where we can rent it from him. Is it in Oahu? Where is it?
It's really nice. No, it's on the Big Island, and it's right in front of a beach called White Sands, and then there's a restaurant right there, right outside, right on the beach. It's nice.
I'm very familiar.
Airbnb, beautiful, furnished, everything, 2-bedroom.
Wow. But my love is, I love the Big Island, but I also, is that the Kona side or the Hilo side?
Kona.
Yeah, absolutely love it. It gets very hot, though, in the summer. I'm a Oahu girl, and they have 168 beaches. And I love the North Shore, so that's what I'm trying to get back to at the moment.
Oh, fabulous. Love it there.
A big one. Yes, you will go to Hawaii, and you will stay at the condo, and it will be fine. You really do have a blessed life. Almost everything you wish for happens, so it's good.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that partner is going to come into my life, too, right? The new one?
Well, I forgot. I was picking up the... I was thinking of John and the other one. Yes, definitely. There is a Michael or a Mike that comes in. I'm just giving names. And a strange name, but I'm going to say it anyway, Arthur. Doesn't make much sense to me, but these are people that are coming in. And whether you end up with them or not, it's a whole other story. But, you know, it's nice.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, if not, I'll be happy traveling, you know. I'd like to go to Thailand.
Yes, you will. You will. I wish I could get out and get traveling. I'm stuck here. I want to get out.
Where are you?
Anyway.
What state?
Pardon me?
What state are you in?
Nevada at the moment.
Oh,
by Lake Tahoe.
Oh, I love it up there. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I booked a room up there at Harvey's for 3 nights in June, but I don't know. I'm contemplating going, you know, maybe go up there and go hiking and stuff like that. That Emerald cruise that you go out on the boat, they want $75 for that now for two hours.
Right. What has happened now is the techies have taken over Tahoe, and all the prices have gone up. So your room rates now at Harvey's would be around $300 on up. Not like it used to be, and Harris too, but now Bally's has come in there, and I don't know what's going to happen, but tourism is to the lowest point in history. We had a fire that lasted for 2 months around the area, and we had to be evacuated, and no people came up. I mean, it was just, it's pathetic. Right now, if you could put a bowling ball down the street, you know, there's no snow. We're waiting this coming weekend. Hopefully it'll snow. And that's about it. But it's not the Tahoe you'd be used to. And if you want to go hiking, they don't allow a lot of trails anymore due to the fires.
Oh, no. Maybe I won't go. Yeah. It's kind of a long drive to get up there.
Yeah, I know. It's about 8 hours for you. But, I'm being you on the safe side. I'm trying to think on the positive side. I mean, they don't even have buffets anymore.
It's
really pathetic. Everybody's moved down to Reno, Carson, Gardnerville. In Reno, you have the Atlantis. You have beautiful buffets. You have all kinds of things. Reno is like the place to be.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to think about it because if the trails and all that are closed, you know, a lot of them.
A lot of them are, not all. A lot of the trails are closed due to the fire. And as far as the casinos, there hasn't been anybody in them, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound good.
So I don't know about June. We'll check with me around May and we'll see. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, that was a good one, Barb. What do you think?
I think it was great, and I just want to make sure all the listeners know, please do get back to us or go to our social media and let us drop us a line and let us know, did you meet an Arthur or a Mike or a Michael? You know what I mean? I want to know if these things happened because they're calling. They know readings are valuable. There must be so many success stories. We want to hear them.
Well, I've written it in my book, The Psychic Within, on the success stories, some of them. But
well,
also, I mentioned.
That.
Yeah, but Barbara.
On the show.
Barbara, the names I mentioned, the two names I mentioned, are one was her father died and one was her boyfriend. And those are the names I knew right away.
That you get everything right. That's what I want to hear. I want people to call back and say, wow, Dale, look, it happened. You know, I would love that. That's fun.
Great.
So
I'm not always, I'm only 85% right. I'm not 100. You know, I'm not God, but I do the best I can do.
Yeah, but Dale, I think that if you give them instructions on how to proceed with an attitude, the proper attitude, can't they change something that may not be a good thing that you see? Don't they have the power to actually change the outcome?
That's a very interesting question. It's a wonderful question. And the only way I can answer that is this. Yes, you can alter and change some things, not everything, little things. But eventually, it will bounce back to the way it was or it was supposed to be. I have tested this theory for years. And to give you a good example, you know, if you can see something ahead of time, you can alter it and change it to a point. But as I said, it will bounce back to the way it should be. I hate to say this, but in all the years I've been doing this, and it's been about 50, I would say that things are predestined. And there's only a little bit of things you can change. Or alter.
Okay.
But
otherwise, why even try? If it's just going to turn out that way, why even try? But I think that we should still try
because
we can ease the situation.
No, I'll give you why. My teacher, which was Peter Hurkos, my mother was living up in Tahoe, and he said she would pass. And I said, is there any way I can alter that? And he said, well, if you see it in time, you may be able to alter it. Well, all the description of what he told me, I saw with my mother on the day she was walking across the street. And so I called my sister, and we sent her down to Los Angeles. And she lived in a home for years, you know. But she was fine. She didn't die. But then there's another case of altering the future. I was with a DJ on a radio show, and I was telling the CEO that I saw that this DJ would be really good. He had a space open and to try him and da-da-da. Anyway, he did try him, and it wasn't meant to be because what happened was then he fired the DJ after that. So, you know, it's a very complex situation, but I've seen it more times than not. Yes, you should try to alter things if you want to, but yes, it will go back, but maybe you learn something along the way or you meet somebody new, so it's okay.
Exactly. Oh, cool. Yeah, thank you for explaining that. There's always so many questions.
Said you wanted to talk about something. Go ahead.
Okay, today, sometimes when I'm working, I just have something on in the background. This time it was Reddit, and it was weird medieval rituals that they would do for people who broke rules. Okay, so right when they started talking about this, in my mind, I pictured my nose being cut off, and I also pictured an evil staring man a couple times. And then in my whole mind, I'm playing this through my mind, like, don't look at him, act like, you know, don't bring any awareness to you. Just don't look at him. that all went through my mind like in a split second. Right after that, they said, I've never even heard of this. That when a woman wasn't married and she was found out having sex, they would cut her nose off because then it made her unattractive to try to cure her, you know, sexual
want. What were you listening to?
I knew you would ask me that. That's so funny. I watched the YouTube channel, and one of my channels has reruns of Reddit. I actually never have gone to Reddit. It is a channel.
What is that? What is Reddit?
I had asked my daughter what it is because I've heard of it so much. I guess it's just something where it's a platform where people go and post anonymously just weird stories, and then this person that I watch on YouTube categorizes them and makes their own compilations. I actually never have gone to Reddit, but if anybody else knows, you know, tell us, because I really don't know. But it's through YouTube that I heard this.
Number one, I would delete that from YouTube if you could and wouldn't let your daughter listen to it. It's very evil stuff, and it poisons your brain, and I just wouldn't go there at all.
But it's history. Why can't I know about what people used to do in history?
Well, you can, but if you want to hear all the negative, terrible stuff, then listen to it.
Okay, but why was I thinking about my nose getting cut off and imagining it right before the guy said it? This is what I think. I think because I also have premonitions and things about me in prison, and which is odd. It's over the top how much it comes into my mind.
Okay, first of all, it's not a past life thing, so I wouldn't put any credence to it whatsoever. And you were just reading the guy's mind before he spoke, that's all.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I mean, who cares? If I did live that life before, that would be horrible.
You didn't.
But I'm not living that life now. But I like this one, though, where you said I was reading the guy's mind, because remember I was telling you that is my gift, that I feel like I can read people's minds. I know what they're thinking. I know what they're going to do. You know, some people are easier than others, obviously, but I think that's the intuition that everybody has, but I think I have a notch above what most people have with that. What is that called?
Telepathy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Do you think I have that? Do you think I have that, Dale?
Yes, definitely. You're very psychic, yes.
Okay.
Do you want to do one last caller?
Yeah, John, how many more do you have?
We have a few. We have we have about five.
Oh, wow. We got a lot. Okay. Wow. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's go.
Next one is 559. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Evelyn. I'm enjoying the show, and I'm glad you answered my call. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. And where are you calling from?
From California. And like the other call, Visalia.
You know,
it's a Central Valley.
Is that near Castro? Okay, fine, got it. Okay, what can I do for you, darling?
Well, like the other callers, you know, I'm in a relationship, and I feel like I'm in a good place. But like the other callers, I'm a new. I've never called before, and I'm intrigued by you, Miss Gail. So I'm excited that you're answering my call. I'm in a good place, and just because I'm curious, because I'm 39 and I'm ready to have children in my current, I know, right? 39's kind of late to have kids, but
not
I don't
really
want to put that fear in my mind, you know?
But you could, you could freeze your eggs.
You know what? I don't think I would want to do that. I think it just sounds outside of the nature, the norm. I don't know. I just kind of feel like I want to do things traditionally, like, you know, get pregnant.
Is rough. I said 36, 37, the chances of you having a Down syndrome child are very high. So you want to look at, you know, possibly freezing the eggs, but I don't see a pregnancy right away. I mean, if you want to get pregnant with someone, now would be the time.
Well, that's something that my boyfriend and I just don't. I want to be married first. before I have a child. I know, right? I'm 39.
Okay, you can't have it all.
I know.
If he wants you to get pregnant, go ahead. The marriage is just a piece of paper. That's all it is, you know? And I wouldn't worry about it.
He wants to have a baby. He wants to have a baby.
Well, then have one. Otherwise, you're going to run out of time.
Okay. And I'm just scared. I'm scared of, you know, of what if things don't go right. And my sister says, Evelyn, there's no guarantee in life. You just kind
of
have to.
We can be scared of. You can get the coronavirus and die at 30. There's a lot of things that can happen. So don't worry about it. Just do what you need to do. And I see you pregnant, so go ahead and go for it.
Okay. In terms of the relationship, do you see it going forward into
yes,
the way I
and
see
I
it?
See
the way
after, after you get pregnant, there will be he will ask you to marry him, so. Go for it.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I'm kind of fearful now that you mentioned, you know, the issue about the Down syndrome. My cousin, she's 43, and she didn't know she was pregnant, and she ended up having a child with Down syndrome, and she's very depressed about it. She didn't even know she was pregnant.
That's
so
my
that...
point exactly. You're not hearing me at all. You want to think your way. So I'll let you think your way, and it will come to nothing. And there will be no children, no life. So it's up to you. If you want
to
freeze
no,
your
I'll,
eggs
I'll
now.
To you.
Okay,
so
if you want
to
freeze
saying.
Your eggs now, it would be fine. And if he wants you to have a baby and you love him, then have the baby. Don't worry about it. Be positive, okay?
I will certainly be positive. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you. Go ahead, Johnny. Go
Good.
With the next one. I don't believe that many
yeah.
people hanging.
Okay,
go
area
ahead.
Code 631, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Phil. Hello?
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 Yes.
Hello?
Who is it? Yes, who
Suzanne?
Is it?
Suzanne.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Another Long Island, all right. How's the weather up there, by the way?
It's not bad.
Okay, not bad. Is it sunny, yo, or is it hot?
It's not really sunny. It's kind of cloudy and damp.
Okay. How can I help you?
When do you see a love life coming in for me?
Within 6 to 9 months or less. Are you online? Are you looking?
I am. Yeah, I'm talking to
this
man. I'm supposed
God.
To meet one man tomorrow, one man Sunday.
Ooh. That's fun. Uh-huh. You know, there's an old thing. Out of 100 people, you're bound to find one. So just keep going at it. You meet someone very soon, someone to your liking, and you're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, I'm just not looking for fun. I'm looking for a long-term relationship.
Well, how strict can we be from New York? I got this. All right.
I mean, you said I'm not going to meet anybody until 6 to 9 months?
No. I'm from Jersey. I can out-shoot you, so don't worry about it. So anyway, the man you meet is not right away. It's within a few months, I mean, that you would get, have a full-on relationship to the point of marriage. So it's up to you. Just keep dating them all.
What do you mean you see marriage for me down? When?
There we go. I don't tell time. I'm not a clock, okay? I said
no.
within a few months.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that I wasn't going to meet anybody from 6 to 9 months now.
Oh, no, you have plenty of guys coming in. I see 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're very pretty. You have a lot of guys coming in. Just change your attitude. And, you know, hey, being from New York, it's a little rough sometimes. People don't understand us, but, you know, they don't know that we're softies and we're defending ourselves. So that's the way it goes.
And I have another quick question. How's my son doing?
Where is he, please?
North Carolina.
And what does he do there?
Marines.
He's doing just fine. Not to worry. In fact, you're going to hear from him. You'll hear from him soon.
I just heard from him today, but he sounds a little sad.
Well, it's the holidays, sweetie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sad during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you for calling. If you want further, you can call me at 808 972-1816 for a private consultation. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Okay, next one, John Hanson. Don't want, or are we out of time?
No, we can keep going. 919, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, what a pretty accent, Kay. What are you doing in Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm sorry?
What do you do in Atlanta, Georgia?
I work, and that was where I'm calling. I have a job that, but the job I work for, I work remotely, and it's based out of New York. And I'm not happy. I'm just so not happy.
What type of work is it?
Contract.
What?
Contract management.
Management. Okay. And what did you just say?
Contract
you have an interview
management.
With who? You have an interview with
I had
who?
An interview. I had an interview with GE, and it went very, very well. But I just hadn't heard anything back. So I'm also applying for other things. And I was just wondering, do you see anything new coming in career-wise?
Yes, I do. So I would like you to call GE back because if you don't bug these people, they forget about you, okay? They shouldn't be that picky. They're turning around. The whole world has jobs, and they don't want to pick anybody, so they got to pick somebody. And then you will definitely find a new job in the next few months or less, so not to worry.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And you call us back when you get one, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
Johnny, how many are left now?
Let me see here. Okay, there's one that's 917. Let me put that one through. 917, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Del, how are you today?
Hi, who's this?
This is Terry.
I'm sorry, spell your name.
Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E.
Okay, Terry, how can I help you? And where are you calling from?
Okay. Right now I'm calling from New York City.
Okay.
So I am, yes, ma'am, for a job in the hotel field.
I can't believe you can't find something. That field is wide open. Are you talking about New York City, Manhattan, or upstate?
I'm talking about actually in New Jersey.
Well, I'm from New Jersey. Whereabouts in New Jersey?
It doesn't matter. It can be Jersey City or the North Bergen area.
Okay. Oh, North Bergen's great. My cousin lives there. Just apply. You will get something right away. Put in as many applications as you can. They are hiring, and you will get something.
Okay. So just apply now.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's the key before it shuts down. Now is the key.
Okay.
Okay, and I do see you getting something right away, and call us back.
Ooh, do you think it'll be in the Jersey City section or North Bergen?
I'd like you to try North Bergen. It's a lovely place to live. It's a lovely place. They have a Hilton up there. It's just a lovely place to be, okay?
Okay, I'll start ASAP. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, aloha. All right, how many we have left, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. We have, let's see, 814, you're on the air.
No, Johnny.
Ask how many?
One more.
What?
We have one more.
One more.
Are you saying we have one caller left, Johnny?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, put him on.
814, you're on the air.
Hello, Hi. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
We got a lot of Becky's people going on today. Okay. And how can I help you?
I'm trying to see if you see me getting a job. I'm currently working, but I'm trying to transfer.
Okay. From where to where? From what to what?
Well, I'm in the accounting field, and this would be just like a lateral job, but then I'm hoping this would be working from home.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that it'll be like a bump up once I transfer.
My question to you is, what about a CPA? What's going on there?
I don't have my CPA license, and it would be too much for me to go back.
Okay. All I can say is this. You get a job, and you get something right away, and I see it was in your area. And I don't understand why people are all worried about jobs when there's gazillions out there available, and they are hunting for people left and right. You have to call people back. You have to text them. You have to tell them, I really want to work for your company, and just pick the ones you want. You get it right away. So just hang in there.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you see me then transferring up then?
Yes. Very much so. But you have to make the initial step to do so.
Okay. Do you see it working from home?
Yes, I do. And we got to go now. Thank you for calling. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara, you want to do the shout out and give my phone number and the whole nine yards?
I sure do. Okay. Great show. Thank you, callers. And thank you, Dale. That was a lot of work. You might be drained.
Yeah, it is. My voice is
dinner
going.
Now, right?
Well, yeah, but I had.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be, but anyway.
Okay. Well, everybody, like I said earlier, you can get a hold of Dale directly. Her number is 808-372-1816. Anytime, all week long, to have your own private reading. And if you would like to listen to yourself on this show, it'll be up on our YouTube channel later tonight, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And give us a shout on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. And
Roku.
Don't forget to sign up for your newsletter. I saw that you had Dale Shear on daleshear.com. I saw that I could actually sign up for something there. So everybody do that as well.
I have something on my website. That's a sign up.
Well, I went to your website, and it says sign up. Here, I'm going to have to log on again to let you know what exactly I saw.
I asked my husband. He put the website up. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But that's
I like
okay.
that. Yeah.
A big
aloha
to everybody, and we are in Nevada right now, hoping to get back to Hawaii soon.
Okay.
And also LA too. Go to Tommy's with me.
Yes, Richard, do you hear her?
What?
Richard, do it, and then we can have you guys on the show, of course, live as usual, but we could do it on Zoom or Facebook Live. Right, Johnny?
Or Blue
see them. Whatever. Okay, one of those.
So
we're gonna see you there. I don't like blue jeans, but okay, whatever you say, Johnny. But anyway, let's do it, you guys, and it'll be so fun. I love you guys. You're
okay.
Like my family, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving too. We never even went over that. You are mine.
You
are.
And then again, one more time.
I want to say something. This is amazing. The number of calls we got tonight. That was amazing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I do, as everybody knows, I do the screening, and I turned on, I logged into the show, and right when I called in, there was 5 people waiting. I mean, and that's doesn't even take into consideration the people that called in later. So
Johnny, whatever you did, whatever you advertised is wonderful, and thank you very much, and people are hurting, so they're calling, but they're wonderful. We had a great show, and thank you all very much. I'm going to say a big aloha to you.
Aloha to you as well.
Aloha.
Aloha to Richard, and aloha to Johnny.
Right. Good night, everyone.
Aloha,
good night,
everybody. Good night.